Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 49 and 50, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 7th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: the younger brothers of the king, Nakula and Sahadeva, and also Satyaki and Arjuna, the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, son of Devaki, and the ladies and others, all unanimously agreed with the king.
Sa Bhagavan Devaki Sutta. Bhagavan, people may inquire, what kind of Bhagavan he is? He has taken birth as the Devaki Sutta. Any ordinary man, he takes birth as the son of such and such gentleman or such and such mother. So what kind of Bhagavan is? Therefore, we have to understand how Krishna, Krishna is Bhagavan, Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. He appears as the son of Devaki or Vasudev. We have to know this. And if you can know, then you become immediately liberated. Our business is liberation. This is our main business. What is the purpose of getting this opportunity of human life? That we must understand. We should not waste our valuable life like the cats and dogs. This is our main business. To understand God. Adhara Brahma Jigyas. This is the life. Brahma, Parabrahma. Brahma, Parabrahma. Or Brahma's, potencies. Parasa Brahmana Shakti. These things are there. We should understand. That is our business. So, if we understand why Bhagavan appears as the son of Devaki, then you become liberated. This is Bhagavan says, janma karma cha me dibbam, jo janati tattvato. You have to learn it, tattvato, in truth, not superficially. Then you'll understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, appears as the son of Devaki or son of Vasudev. Ajopisan abhayatma bhutanam isropisan. Although he is ajo. Ajo means who never takes birth. Still, he takes birth. Contradictory. This is inconceivable. Unless God has got inconceivable energy, he is not God. This has been discussed by Jiva Goswami. If you do not accept inconceivable energy of God, then there is no God. This is inconceivable. Ajopi san abhayatma bhutanam isharopi san sambhavami juge juge. Paritranaya sadhuna. This is God. How it happens, how it is possible, if you understand properly, then you become liberated. Simply by understanding this. That Bhagavan, why he shall not appear as the sun? Why you shall restrict? God is not under your restriction. That is God. If he becomes under your rules and regulation, then he is not God. That is inconceivable. How a jopi, although unborn, how he takes birth? A jopi sannabhyatma bhutanam isharup. Bhutanam isharup is the supreme controller. But he likes to be controlled by Mother Yashoda. Bhutanam isharupi san. He controls everyone. But why he accepts one lady, innocent lady, not very educated, not Vedanti, a village lady, interested in churning curd and butter, not Vedanti, and he has become just like a very affectionate son of this village lady. Mother, let me suck your breast. So this is God's pastimes. Ajopi sannabhyatma. He is ekohi bahunam vidudadikaman. He is supplying the necessities of life to all the living entities. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. Ego jo bahunam vidudati kaman. But he is begging from Mother Yashoda, kindly allow me to suck your breast. And when Mother refuses, he becomes angry. He breaks the pot of butter and so on, you know this. This is called transcendental pastimes. But at the same time, when it is required, he immediately leaves the Govardhan Hill. Immediately. Although he is dependent on Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is saying, oh, this little boy has lifted Govardhan Hill. How is this possible? Let me help. He is trying to help him by taking the stick on the Govardhan Hill, that it may not fall down. You see? He has already lifted. Still, because father, affectionate, he is thinking, the childless boy, he has lifted the Govardhan Hill, it may not fall down, let me help. This is it. This is called transcendental pastime. And those who are not devotees, they cannot understand. So how is this possible? They say it is, what is called? Mythology. It is mythology. It is not mythology, it is fact. Vasudev, such a learned person, vidwan, lokasya janato vidyan chakri sattata sanghita. He is vidwan. He has written this sattata sanghita with some mythology, some fiction, some imagination. It is rascaldom to consider like that. It is not mythology, it is fact. That is Bhagavan. He has wasted his time to describe some mythology. But they have no common sense. And not only that, Vasudev has written later on all big, big commentators like Sridhar Swami, Vijay Dhaja, B. Raghavacharya, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, many. They have never said that this is mythology. Never said. Never said. You will not find in any of the comments of this big, big stalwart acharya, B. Raghavacharya, he is very learned scholar, belonging to the Ramanucharya Sampradaya. They have never said it is mythology. How, where do you get this idea of mythology? So that is possible. God is all powerful. He can do anything. He can appear. Why should you restrict him not to become the son of Devaki? Why should you restrict? Is he under your control or you are under his control? He can become the Devaki Suta. He can become a small child to be chastised by Mother Yashoda. He likes it. Everyone offers him with reverence or respect. Nobody dares to restrict him and chastise him. Nobody goes to God that you cannot do this, you are fool, you are rascal. Nobody says. But still, he wants to hear all this. That is a pastime, just like a big rich man. He eats so many nice things, but sometimes he said, give me some puff rice. Puff rice is not his food, but he likes sometimes. Similarly, everyone prays to God with reverence and bow and obedience, but he wants to be chastised sometimes. That chastisement, from where this chastisement will come? It will come from his devotee, not ordinary. If ordinary man chastises, imitating, just as mine, he will be offender, he will be punished. But where he agrees to be chastised, Maharaj is chastised, that is bhakti, that is devotional service. There is nothing extraordinary when it is said here, Bhagavan Devaki Suta. He can become Devaki Suta. It is his mercy. So we have to understand that how Bhagavan, Sarisajya Purna, Bhagavan means Sarisajya Purna, Vaisajyasya Samagrasya, Vijasya Jasasya Sriya, all powerful. He can appear anywhere without any restriction, but still he appears as Devaki Suta. Janma Kanmamsa Dibbam means you janati. We have to understand through the Shastra, and that Tattvata understanding is possible only through bhakti. Not by any other means, not by jnana or yoga, that is not possible. It is simply through bhaktamam abhijanati, javan jastami tattva. The jnanis, yogis, karmis, they are third class, they cannot. The yogis, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, they have got spiritual advancement. But still, until they come to the platform of bhakti, it is not possible to understand. Janma karmam samidibham tattvat manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatadishyam siddhai jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vetimam tattvat. So, if we want to understand Krishna, Bhagavan, in truth, then we have to take the path of bhakti. No other means will help us. Thank you very much.